Green Scene on the Pat Kenny Show with Repack, supporting the circular economy and reducing the impact of packaging on the environment.
We're joined by Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland. Ruth, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, these strandings of whales, it's a particular whale.
It's a particular family of whales called beaked whales. And the reason they're called beaked whales is they look a little bit like dolphin-shaped. They have these kind of long noses. And the reason they have those long noses is because these are whales that tend to dive very deep in the open ocean. They've been recorded going down as far as 3 metres. So they have this beak on their nose because they communicate in that dark world using sound and clicks. And the whale that washed up, actually one of them is in Mayo. It was in North Mayo last week. And it was called a true's beak whale. And it was a sad scenario where it was a mother and a calf. And the mother, unfortunately, died very quickly after beaching. And the calf did get back out to the sea, but is unlikely to survive because it was still being fed by its mother. And that was very unusual for us to see this kind of whale here in Ireland. This is only the second time we've seen one here. But what was unusual here and what was called out by the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group is that there were similar strandings in the Netherlands and in the Orkney Islands in Scotland. So last Thursday, 2 Sowerby beak whales stranded in the Netherlands, and then 4 northern bottlenose whales also stranded in Orkney. So even though July is a month where we do tend to unfortunately see whale and dolphin strandings, we don't tend to see this particular type of whale.
Now, these are deep sea creatures, so what are they doing in the shallow waters?
Well, that's a very good question, and I think that's what scientists are going to try and find out. They have taken the bodies of these animals who've died, and they're going to try and understand what's happened. It's very difficult to get these kind of whales back to sea, because you know they may have come up very quickly from the deep ocean. Sometimes their sound is disrupted by noise underwater, and some studies have suggested that things like military sonar or seismic surveys for exploration undersea may cause these whales that normally live very deep to come up too quickly. So they get a type of decompression sickness, a bit like the bends for human divers. They will get that. So what they're doing with these whales is they're going to look at their bodies. Now, early indications looked like they were very hungry. One of them seemed to be suffering. You know, their liver looked like they were really starving. So one issue could just be that they were coming to new areas looking for food. But they are also going to try and very quickly examine their hearing devices, their ears, and look at the little hairs inside to see does it look like they may have been damaged by different kinds of noise underwater. But certainly it does raise questions, these multiple strandings all happening at the same time. Is there something going on in this area of the Atlantic and the North Sea?
Now, the problem of trying to refloat a whale, I mean, when you use the word whale, you think of these massive creatures, but many whales are kind of just a bit bigger than a large dolphin. So the idea of trying to refloat them, get them out to sea, it's a very challenging task, I suspect.
It is. I mean, these guys tend to be kind of over 5 metres, so they're still pretty big. And a lot of members of the public here did try to help. They tried to get some of these animals back out to sea. But it's very, very difficult once they've ended up on land, and particularly for these whales, because they may well be injured by the time they get to the shore. So to get back out to their very challenging deep water environment is very unlikely. I mean, luckily, we don't see them too often on the shore. Mm.
And I presume that even when you're beached, you're no longer, your internal organs are no longer, if you like, floating, being supported by the water. So even the weight on your own organs could damage them.
Absolutely. And as I said, once you get these large creatures beached, they don't tend to survive that well. Even though there was great specialist teams from volunteer organisations in all of the places in the Netherlands, here in Ireland, the Irish Whale and Dolphin Group, there was experts on the scene very quickly. But with these very deep water whales, it's very hard to get them back out to sea, and they'll often just re-strand, even if you do get them out into the water again.
Now, our second story is about a hidden global groundwater crisis as observed by satellite.
Yeah, so we on Earth, most of our fresh water is stored in ice. So about 70% is up in the big on-land ice sheets at the two poles. But about 30% of our water is stored in big, deep water aquifers. And we call it groundwater. And we sometimes pump that out and we use it mostly for agriculture. And this is new research that's looked back over 22 years of satellite data from NASA missions looking at water storage on Earth. And what this has found is that we are drying out our aquifers much faster than they can refill. And this is creating mega drying regions. And the researchers have identified four of these mega drying regions where we're, you know, the Earth is getting these dry areas which are doubling in size each year. So we're adding about the size of California as dry Earth every year to the Earth. And the big issue is that many of these dry areas are in the countries where people live. So these are in highly populated parts of the Earth, like the US, like the Middle East and Africa, like northern Russia and Europe. So about 75%, about 6 billion people lives in one of the areas where we are seeing really significant water loss from this underwater groundwater. And of course, the problem is that once we pump it out of the ground, it's very, very difficult to get it back in because these aquifers have filled over thousands, maybe even millions of years because water has sort of filtered down very slowly and filled them up. So this is a bit of an alarm call, I think, where we need to think about how much water we're extracting from these aquifers. The scientists kind of talk about it as, you know, spending today's money when we have this sort of trust fund of water for many, many generations to come. And of course, we're in a bit of a vicious cycle because as summers get warmer and there's less water in areas where we need it, we're more likely to go down to deep water and pump out of these aquifers to get the water that we need.
Making matters worse. Dr. Ruth Freeman, Director of Science for Society at Research Ireland, thank you very much.